Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you are tuning in to today's podcast. I hope it encourages, inspires, uplifts, and yes, challenges you. And I hope it jumpstarts your day. Okay, I'm going to address the obvious. Did you see the Academy Awards? I was so grieved by the Academy Awards and what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock. I still see it in my mind. You know, I still see it in my mind. I grieve as I remember how Chris Rock's face looked and how he had to continue on and how it was just so surreal. It was so surreal and so unbelievable. I'm shocked by it. I'm shocked by people condoning somebody going up on stage and hitting somebody in the face. I think if that would have been the average guy doing that to Chris Rock, he would have been put in jail. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating to listen to actors and entertainers condone that kind of behavior. See, I grew up with comedians like Don Rickles and other comedians where they would come out and rip the audience. Don Rickles and, I mean, even Robin Williams would joke around with the people in the audience. And there's such a spirit of offense today. Everybody's offended at everything. And I'm not saying that what Chris Rock said was necessarily the right thing, but Will Smith sure could have had a lot of power by just sitting there and saying, "Hey, man, don't mess with my wife. That's wrong." People would have respected that. But you cross a boundary when you get up on stage and you go hit somebody in the face. And then to talk about God, does he realize that Jesus said to turn, when someone hits you in the face, to turn the other cheek. Jesus doesn't condone violence. It just really bothered me. And it reminded me of this spirit of offense that the Bible talks about in the latter days. Everybody at that award show is trying to be somebody and trying to promote themselves, and not everybody, that's not the right thing to say, but so many people. I saw so many things that just made me cringe because none of that is what what life is about. None of it. And then to get up and not realize you've done something horribly wrong, and to somehow try to justify it by saying that you were like the character you played and are protecting certain people. I don't know, honestly, how I would have reacted if I was Chris Rock. I'd like to say I would have handled it the same way, but I'm not sure that I would have. I'm not sure that I would let somebody come up and just hit me in the face and then I would just continue on like nothing happened. So I got to give some kudos to Chris Rock for that. And I got to give kudos to Will Smith for issuing an apology, although the apology, I believe, should have come when he won his Academy Award and got up there to speak. I know none of us are perfect, and I'm not judging anybody, but my goodness, we've got to stop exalting man. We got to stop saying that violence is okay in any form. One minute we're saying we don't want violence, we don't want to promote violence, and then the very next second a guy walks up there and slaps somebody and we're standing behind him thinking that's okay. It's not okay. And it reminds me how we are in the end times, my friend. I mean, if you just look at the world today, you just listen to the news for a second, which I don't recommend, you can see Bible prophecy coming to life before your very eyes. You can see it. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, disobedient to their parents. They will be easily offended. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about what is going to be happening in the end times. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes and famine in various places. And here we are, people watching all over the world, the Academy Awards. And Will Smith gets offended, and I understand he was trying to protect his wife, but he walks up there, slaps Chris Rock in the face, and 10 minutes later, he's talking about God and loving people? What? What God are we talking about? We need to pray for Will. I mean, we just do. People that have a platform like that, we need to pray for them. I'm not judging him because I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. But when you have a platform like that and you want to go up there and you want to talk about God and you just struck somebody in the face, man, it's just, and then all the actors and you know, entertainers that came and talked to him and calmed him down and stood up for him afterwards. I'm like, and I'm talking about actors, some that claim to be Christians that stood by his side. Boy, we have to redefine the word Christian when it comes to the entertainment industry, I have to tell you. It's just weighed on my heart. It still bothers me. It bothered me to watch Will Smith just go up there and hit Chris Rock, and he just stood there and took it. And yet was professional enough to go on, finish the show. That could have turned into an all-out riot right there. Chris could have jumped on him, and or somebody in Chris's group could have jumped on him. That could have turned into a real mess. And guess what? Will never even thought about it. He never thought about it. I've met Will Smith several times, and he has always been a genuinely nice person. I met him at Sony a couple times. I'm not sure if he had an office there, but it was a couple different times, and he was so genuinely kind and considerate and acted like he genuinely cared about me just as a person coming up and saying, hey, man, appreciate what you do. Because let's face it, Will Smith is a good actor. He's a great actor, I think, and he's done some incredible movies. And we can't judge a man based on something that he does. He is human. We are all human. We all fall short of the glory of God. We know that. The problem is, it's available for everyone to watch. Even his son, I believe, said something to the effect of, that's how we roll, or something like that. It's so strange to me that that is where we are. Hollywood is going downhill quick. It's, well, you know, it can't get any lower. My friends, we have to pray for people. We have to lift them up. We have to understand that it's hard for people who claim to be Christians, and I'm not saying Will does claim to be a Christian, but there are Christians in the entertainment industry, and it's hard to be a Christian in the entertainment industry. It's hard. It's difficult. You are not accepted. Let's just be honest. You're not accepted. Let me rephrase that. You're not accepted if you actually talk about Jesus. You're not accepted. If you're one of these Christians that will say anything to fit into any group, of course you'll be accepted. But that's not the Christian that Jesus wants us to be. Jesus said we would be hated for his name's sake. I don't know. I was just so shocked by it. And it reminded me. It reminded me of one thing. The end times. And that we're rushing toward the end. That may sound negative to you. That may make you afraid. I don't know why. If you're a follower of Christ, you have nothing to be afraid of. You may want to see things in your life that, but guess what? everything will pale in comparison when the end comes. You won't worry about all these things that you're worried about in this world. You'll want to be with Jesus. You'll want to be in heaven. But watching the Academy Awards reminded me, seeing what happened on that stage reminded me, we are headed at light speed for the end. There's no doubt about it. People are easily offended. There's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's earthquakes, there's famine, there's pestilence. People are falling away at an unbelievable rate. All we can do is stand on the word, stand on the promises, pray for people, be kind and considerate, tell people the truth in love. And remember, we walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight.